the Rebbe is addressing in our generation that we have already completed. We have already ended and completed all the work that needs to be done throughout the period of Golos. So the Rebbe says, Yeshloimar Shekol Bnei Yisrael Heim Bedargazu. We could say that every single Jew is on this level, on the level of the perfect man who has already completed and perfected himself entirely, and the only thing that's left is the external superficial blemishes that are a byproduct of Golos. And it's this person that the Rebbe is addressing when he says, what's the Eitzel? What do you do? So the Rebbe says that by studying Torah on the subjects of Inyanim, Mashiach, and Geula, that's how you actually complete the process. So he explains also, what's the reason, why is it that Torah is the most direct path, the straight path to bring about the actual revelation and bringing of Mashiach. So here, all of a sudden, the Rebbe starts using the term. In the beginning, the Rebbe was talking about bringing Mashiach, and here the Rebbe is talking about his galus and havaas Mashiach, to bring about the revelation and the coming of Mashiach. The Rebbe says, what's the reason? Another reason to understand the reasoning why Torah is the most direct way. So the Rebbe says that we know that in Mashiach himself there are two aspects. Mashiach is a king. And Mashiach is also a Rav, he's also the one who teaches Torah. The difference between a king is that a king, his influence on the people is in a way of makif. His influence on the people is in a way of like an encompassing light. He's removed from the people and he gives orders, he gives instructions, he gives... So yes, all of the people are connected to him and he takes care of all the people, but... So it's explained to Chassidus that this alludes to the aspect of Mashiach, that he brings down these very lofty, encompassing lights. What's the role of a Rav? A Rav is someone who teaches Torah. Someone who teaches Torah. That Torah is something that not only you internalize, but we say that to someone who teaches someone else Torah, it's as if he gave birth to him. That so much becomes a part of you that it's as if he made you. Because that's the degree to which it's internalized. So the Rebbe says, how the fusion of the two, Melech and Rav, which is Makif and Panimi, these higher lofty lights, and the internalization of these higher turning lights, is this same idea, that the very lofty lights that are higher than vessels are being brought down into vessels. So the Rebbe says, how do we accomplish this? We accomplish this with the power of Torah. That's the power of Torah. That's what Torah does.